If suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet.
Well, I say, we've talked about it for so long, Jono.
I know.
How are you, mate?
I'm very good indeed.
How are you?
I am very good, thank you very much indeed.
Yes, because you obviously have had some medical issues. This is not a Russ and Jono joke for the benefit of people who are not aware.
We've been making arse jokes for a long time, but this is for real. And we should say for people listening around the world, whether you're in the UK or in Australia, we are in a recording studio.
We are.
And I'm looking at Russ Williams. I'm Jono Coleman. That's Russ Williams, by the way. I'm looking at Russ
there.
And he's got a blue rubber glove.
You said to me, I said, look, we're going to be recording podcasts. And I said, look, mate, I said, you haven't been well, but you're looking fine.
Yeah.
And things are on the up.
It's a little bit of
So more about that in a
minute. I've got pod cancer.
I said, are you fit to work?
Always fit to work,
and,
Russ.
And have you had the test?
Well, I had the test, but I didn't realise coming to a Russ and Jono studio that I would require another medical test. And I, look, forgive me if I've out of the loop here. Are you a medical practitioner, Russ Williams?
Well, of sorts, yes.
What do you mean of sorts, yes?
Kind of.
You're a sports guru.
You've given your bloods. Oh, there's a big hole in his arm with a slight bruise around
actually. Margot prefers me that way, with a bit of bruising.
You know, that's all very well, but I need to really convince myself that you are okay, and I've got the Russ and Jono rubber glove.
That's not the same rubber glove that we used to on Virgin Radio, was it?
No, this is a new one. From Dr. David Forecast of the London Clinic, who's my bottom doctor, and he said, I've used them once, but don't worry.
I'd refer from...
Hello, Dave.
Is he your bottom doctor? I prefer someone from your top doctor.
Anyway, everything I know, I've learned from Dave, and if you don't mind, I would just like to feel your walnut before we get going with the show. Just so I've got peace of mind that
I'm healthy.
You're not going to keel over or something, and this is a complete waste of the listeners' time.
Not at all. Okay.
And my time.
Look, I'm...
So drop your trousers, please. Okay. And the glove is blue. And it's a bit like something you see in Holby City, actually.
There's a bunch of women standing at the door looking at me. I'm dropping my trousers now.
Right. Turn around the other way, right? Okay, and now I'm going in. And
did you lubricate those?
Oh, sorry, mate, no. Oh. Blimey, Sir David Attenborough's up here.
Very tight.
How old are you again?
Russ, just two.
Showbiz years? 35.
Just two.
Do you know, it's come down a bit.
Just two.
Since the last time
but you've put you've put the whole five in there. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Anyway, nurse, will you take the glove?
Yeah.
That's Nurse Sandra.
Send that to the Smithsonian Institute.
You are good to go.
You didn't find any lump of the prostates or anything like that?
I found nothing. But, of course, about a year ago, is that 18 months now?
Yeah.
You went for a checkup, and this is about the most serious thing
that
you're ever going to hear on these podcasts. You went for a blood test or something, and just explain what happened, because it's important.
Russ, I was having, you know, when you get to a certain age, you get over 50, and I was well over 50.
Stone or years?
A bit of everything. So I basically was having regular blood tests, and they do your cholesterol, and they do your PSA, which is how they check on your prostate health. And I got a message from my GP saying, look, your prostate should be 001 or 0.2 or whatever.
Low.
Like low.
Yeah.
And they said yours has gone up to 2.5. And then in the last one a year ago, it went up to 7.
Wow.
Which is a big number, but it's not a high number because some
so
of
so you can be higher. You could be 30, 40, 80.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. The PSA
so the message first and foremost is, guys, if you haven't done it, get your PSI is what you put in your tyres.
That's right.
Sorry.
You can get that done as well.
Get your PSAs done. Well, you're always about anywhere between 30 and 35 with your PSIs.
If you notice that your PSIs are a bit low, get your blood tested as well.
It was a little bit elevated, and they said, we better investigate.
We'll refer you to someone because it's a 7. I went to...
see a prof? I bet it was a professor.
It was a professor. Yeah. Professor Philip Stricker, who is like one of the Australia's world-renowned. He goes all over the world and does these kind of prostate kind of conferences. They all get together and put their gloves on. And so he said, look, I'll see you. Come in this afternoon. This was a Friday afternoon, June 2017. And I said, absolutely, let's go and find out what's going on. He said, have you ever had a digital I thought he was talking about radio shows. He said, have you ever had a digital? I said, well, I worked for Virgin. I worked for Heart FM in London. But I've never. He said, no, the digital examination. I popped my blue rubber glove on and put some lubricant on.
Yeah, there we go. This one here. That's it. Yeah. But be careful, I'll do it again.
The sound of that glove is just like takes me back to so many Saturday nights. But anyway, so I'm lying.
I think Nanette Newman used this once on the Fairy Liquid adverts.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, anyway. We know it's been well loved and it's very soft. Anyway, so Dr. Stricker puts his lubricant on the glove and he goes, right, okay, that's all done. And we sit down in his office area and he said, well, your prostate is enlarged, so it's bigger than it should be, and there's a hard lump on the side. I'd say you've got cancer.
Wow.
And there was like this kind of...
How did you feel?
A cold
was
chill.
Was it like being in a movie?
It was like in a movie. Oh. Because Ben Stiller had it as well, and he explained when he had his pronunciation from his doctor, he said it was just like, I expected a director to say, okay, great, cut there, let's just move around to the other side, get Russ's angle of him telling you you've got cancer. And it was just like that, except it wasn't a movie. I was there in a doctor's surgery Friday afternoon getting texts on my phone going, Jono, where are you? You're missing the drinks to say goodbye to Damo. And I said, I'm just at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney visiting a sick friend. And the sick friend was me. But long story short, basically, I went straight into to doing stuff, which was getting rid of the prostate cancer. And these days, chemo,
radiotherapy, drugs, everything, and the hat, which is a British invention
that freezes
your hair.
Yeah, ice cap.
So you don't lose your hair.
Exactly. Wow. It was unbelievable. It was,
and
just,
it worked.
Yeah.
Did the chemo and the radiotherapy.
Yeah, yeah. After the 3 months of chemotherapy, once a week, every 3 weeks. So it was like once a month, basically. And I kept doing Studio 10, which was the morning TV show I'm on. And I kept doing my radio. And I was probably crazy doing all that, but I just felt better doing things.
Yes.
The chemo, I was very lucky. The chemo didn't affect me that much at all. I felt a bit sort of jet lagged, but after doing all those years of breakfast radio with you, let's face it, our lives were pretty much jet lagged.
They were.
Long story short, now a year later, I'm sort of 99% free of cancer.
And you're looking well.
Yeah, I feel fantastic.
I think everyone listening to the podcast now, Russ and Jono, rebooted.
Yes,
we're back.
Rebooted.
We'll have this question for you. Can you still get a stiffy?
It takes a bit longer than usual, but I'm still able to keep the wife happy.
Okay, good. Well, listen, get checked, guys. Very important. This is Russ and Jono. Coming up, a 30-second Russ and Jono edit. 30 seconds is one of our favourite bits of music, and there's a reason why it's only 30 seconds. We'll tell you why next.
Yes, it is the Russ and Jono rebooted podcast. I got to say, I love the butchered editing there.
It was so unprofessional.
It was, well, unprofessional, but in a new kind of level of unprofessionality.
But people are probably listening and saying, I love that record. Why have you only played and edited so badly the song?
We're tight asses.
Yes. If the way it works on the internet, just in case you don't know, there will be people listening and go, I know this.
Like
Shut
us.
Up and be funny. But... just in case you don't know, anything over 30 seconds, you have to pay. And this is the podcast, but we have no budget for this show. We're on a wing and a prayer, a bit like when we were doing the Virgin Radio. We had no budget on that show.
We used to be able to go to the remember the shop that we used to go around to in the breakfast in the mornings?
Canaletto's.
Did Canaletto's ever pay? Would we have a budget for breakfast?
Well,
I don't think
we,
so.
No. And in fact, it's closed down to become part of a housing development. And the guy who ran it, the Italian guy, it was Canaletto, because in Big Street in Soho, Canaletto lived there. And opposite Canaletto Cafe, there's a blue plaque. There's a Canaletto lived here from 1701 to 1754, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And what was his name? It's a really typical. He was so memorable.
It was.
he used to go, "Hello,
hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
What are you having for breakfast?
You want to have a the ciabatta," stuff like that. And we used to go there, and we used to get the breakfast there. And that was back in the very early days, because we started doing the show in 93.
Yeah, number one Golden Square, number
was,
one.
And that's still the home of Absolute Radio, which obviously I worked for a while.
Yep.
But that was number one Golden Square, and was the HQ of Virgin Radio. Originally, and people don't know this, the station was going to be in Woking.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Woking. Famous for Paul Weller's birthplace.
There you are.
And that's it. With the greatest respect to the people of Woking. And I remember when I was approached, they obviously didn't say it to you, I think it was music-loving Johnny Rev.
That's right.
John Revel.
Keep it sexy, guys.
Later to become, of course, with Chris Evans, Johnny Boy and the Wheels of Steel.
Yeah.
But he was the programme director with Richard Skinner. And when we launched Virgin, he phoned me up and he said, "Whereabouts do you live?" He used to speak like that. Most PDs in my world speak like that. I said, "Oh, I'm in Highgate." He said, "Oh, a bit of a journey to Woking." I said, "Woking?" Wait, I said, "Virgin Radio is going to be in Woking?" He said, "That's the plan at the moment. We don't agree with it, but that's what they're saying."
Very rock and roll.
And in the end, blinky blimey, Colonel Blink, John Pearson, the head of sales, said, "I can't schmooze my advertising agency buddies in Soho. When I'm in Woking, no one's going to come out there." And he was right, of course, and they found number one Golden Square.
Beautiful.
And we went on the air. You were hired from Radio London. I came in from Capital.
Yeah.
Dear old Tommy Vance, Kevin Greening, both of them no longer with us. Richard Skinner worked there.
He's still alive.
And, and Mitch Johnson, if you remember.
And Chris Evans. Do you remember
Graham
Chris
Dean,
Evans?
The human golf tee, a man so small.
Graham Dean.
If you blinked, you really would miss him. They threw us together.
Yeah.
And I remember our first Rajar book. Rajar is the way that they measure over a three-month period how many people are listening and for how long to each radio
station.
Just
add a few zeros.
And they just launched, spent a lot of money, Virgin Management, Richard Branson, and David Campbell was his, you know, in situ henchman.
Yeah.
And in fact, as it turned out with David, things went very, very well for a number of years until they fired us and brought Chris Evans in. But anyway, it's another matter. And he sat down, I don't know if you remember this, he said, "How the hell am I going to make any money with this sort of ratings for your breakfast show? You're being beaten by kids in the middle of a field in Ireland." That was Atlantic 252. And they were doing well. But in the end, we turned it around on medium wave, 12:15 a.m.
That's right.
Bloody Ross and Bloody Jono, they're on the air and they're in mono.
Somebody actually
John
said
Cooper
to me,
Clark-esque.
Oh, fantastic. Somebody actually said to me, 12:15. So you and Russ were on after midnight then. I'm going, no, you idiot. That was someone in Australia. So
anyway, we did it for 5 years, won all the awards.
Fantastic.
Got the audiences. Yeah. Loved doing every minute of it. And if you listen to our show, right here, the Russ and Jono podcast, rebooted podcast, is exactly, dare I say, what you are going to need. Now,
same budget.
Alistair Stewart is coming up on the second podcast. I've just had an email from Alistair,
it's
he
official.
Said he's coming in to speak to us on podcast number two. Now, Alistair the inspiration Edward and Chaka.
But he doesn't know that, you see.
No, but we're going to tell him.
I know, but do you think that could
we'll
be dangerous?
Right where we want him.
If we tell Alistair Stewart that thank you very much indeed was attributed to him, do you think he might get the hump and walk out? I'm just a bit worried, that's all.
It's 50-50, I think, you know.
Well,
anyway, he is the inspiration for Edwin and Shankar. Thank you very much indeed. Our newsreaders, the former Prime Minister Tony Blair, have commented how much he enjoyed our unusual news service once when he was trying to get on the show and get elected, which incidentally he did.
Mm.
So we'll have Edwin and Shankar are chomping at the bit in a couple of minutes, well, 30 seconds actually, after another dodgy Russ and Jono music edit. The boys are coming up next.
Oh,
another one of Russ and Jono's 30-second music edits. We butcher the music.
Wow.
You say it and we play it. It's awfully sorry, but we can't play any more than 30 seconds. We have to pay for it through the nose.
I'm going to start writing my own song so that we can have Russ and Jono rebooted hits of the 90s and the noughties. Just so, you know, we've got to, you know, put a bit of music. I can get my kids to write some songs.
Maybe not. But anyway, let's go over to the newsroom for the wonderful Edward and Shankar. Yes, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
How are you, Ghoulies? Long time no here.
Never been better.
Thank you very much indeed. I hear that old Alistair Stewart's coming, and of course, I wonder whether you know we're taking the piss out of him.
Oh, well, I don't think so. I think the thing with Alistair is he is one of the boys, one of the chaps, one of the lads.
Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Let's have a look at the headlines in the Daily Star. Trumping trumped. President Trump had to hold in his stomach gas at a state meeting with the president of Azerbaijan.
Oh, yes.
Whilst enjoying the banquet, Trump was about to trump when the Azerbaijani strongman beat him to it and let rip with a shuddering fart.
Oh.
Trump didn't trump, as sometimes apparently he follows through.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. I wonder if Trump had the hump.
Probably.
What do we have here from the Mirror Mirror on the Wall?
Ooh.
Who is the most beautiful of them all? Well, it could be Cher. Movie star and pop idol Cher took another award after she got the fabulous Oscar award for Moonstruck for the lady with the face of the 90s.
Oh.
Turned out it was a mistake. She was named the woman with a face in her 90s.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, let's have a look at the Sun.
Yes.
The EU says one in five English and Welsh tourist beaches are polluted by sheer filth. I didn't know Jim Davison was still touring.
Oh, I know.
Thank you very much
indeed. Thank you very much. I thought Sheer Filth was the heavy metal band.
We've not lost it. Anyway, over to you, Ghoulies.
Okie dokie from the Super Soraway Sun. Furry P. I have here a photograph that was taken early in the morning of Theresa May. I understand she's currently the Prime Minister, but anything can happen. Theresa May was seen leaving number 10 Downing Street this morning with a slight limp. It seems that she was experimenting with a hard Brexit chat last night with her husband, Philip.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, thank you, Edward and Shankar.
Wow.
Great to have them back. If you've got any headlines, subjects that you'd like us to get involved with, well, not us, of course, because they are Edward and Shankar, you can tweet us at Russ and Jono. You want to mention on the podcast, we've got some of those coming up in the second podcast. Tweet us at Russ and Jono. Mm. We're also holding our competitions for the podcast on our Twitter feed. Spread the word at Russ and Jono.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Follow us. It's easy. We're on the socials because even when Russ and Jono were on the radio on Virgin Radio, there was no such thing. Can you believe this, boys and girls, mums and dads? There was no such thing as mobile phones. There was no such thing as the internet. Well, did we have? We had people's phones.
We did. And I've still got the number, but we did have faxes.
Oh, my God. And letters.
Do you remember the faxes?
I remember letters and faxes.
Yeah.
Do you remember
times
once
have changed.
I got a letter once from my postman, who was a lovely Indian chap, and I said, I'll give you a cheerio on the Russ and Jono Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, I said, what's your name? And he goes, well, just call me Postman Patel, because all my friends, and this was in North London, leafy North London, and I said, so one morning I said, hello to my postman in NW8 or NW6, one of my many
postman
addresses.
Postman Patel with his shorts on.
Postman Patel.
He'll wear shorts like you.
And then I get a letter about 2 weeks later, absolutely someone protesting and complaining on Postman Patel's behalf, saying you shouldn't make jokes like that. It's derogatory.
That was his name.
Postman Patel.
Ignore them. Look, they're out there, the bleeding hearts.
Oh.
I suspect this podcast is probably not going to be for them. That is it from edition number one of Russ and Jono Rebooted. It flies by. On the next podcast, you'll be hearing Edward and Shankar.
Yep.
We'll be doing Russ and Jono's social media and anti-social media because we get nasty messages sometimes
from
people.
Right.
And we're going to give them hell.
Tosses.
And news legend and inspiration for Edward and Shankar, Alistair Stewart, will be joining us on the show and will be telling you about the time Russ and Jono went to Disneyland in Paris, and it went so badly
wrong. I've actually made a little poem up that I thought we could finish the show with. Just see what you think about it. Let me run it by you.
Okay.
At the end of every Russ and Jono rebooted podcast, I say, we should knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go, how time has passed, and now we'll end our show.
See ya!